and Berlioz. Berlioz depicts another hero, Harold, in Italy. Schubert's unfinished symphony, the number 8, is in the middle of the concert, and to begin, Stravinsky's Le Chant du Rossignol. Radio 3 going live in concert tomorrow night at 7:30.
Get away from it all and join us for lunch here on BBC Radio 3. The Radio 3 Lunchtime Concert. The finest chamber music played by the finest chamber musicians every day at 1 o'clock. On Friday, a week of music from the Bath International Festival culminates with Mendelssohn's towering contribution to chamber music, his octet, performed by the Danish and Sacconi quartets in Bath's assembly rooms. The Radio 3 Lunchtime Concert from Bath, 1 o'clock this Friday on BBC Radio 3.
And tomorrow you can hear the Danish String Quartet playing string quartets by Janáček and Debussy and a collection of folk songs from Denmark, Sweden and from the Faroe Islands. 11 o'clock now, time for Late Junction. Here's Nick Luscombe.
Thanks, Ian. And new music to start. This is Segi Lola. It's Late Junction with me, Nick Luscombe, and that's the sound of Segi Lola, who's a London-based artist. Her debut somewhere along the line includes that track, Paint the Way, produced by Bamboo Man, otherwise known as Kirk Barley. And welcome to Late Junction with me, Nick Luscombe. On the programme tonight, we've got some more New Age sounds, including tracks from Iassos and also Michael Brook. We've got some very interesting exclusive music from Japan's Skytree and Psychedelia from South America. And in the background, a nice little slow jam from LA's Solection record label, 3 years old this year. This is Evil Needle and Sofly. Thank you.
Acuadaname en colea. Fontel de la haña. Barafanya ni sayabinala. Atisarala, atisarala de. Yebu ipadi ubeto, yebu sinyo beto, yebu itero beto, yebu kamyo beto. Kata fanyi umulaba, umulaba famangia nao. Thank you.
አንዳንዱ ችሎ የጸና ሁሉንም ያልፋል ቻለው ሁሉም ይቻላል የትም ቢሆን የትም ዓለም ጠንከር ብለው ካልሰሩ ወይ ተምረው ተመራምረው እውቀትን ካላፈሩ ትርጉም ያጣል መሰደዱ በሰው አገር ላይ መኖር ሁሌም እየተማረሩ
Oh, did you recognise that? That's a London-based Ethiopian band Kra Collective there with a cover of a track originally recorded by Lilianen, LDN. And before that, blending Swedish and West African sounds and styles, Marla Sissoko from the album Africa, Mu Balu, and a track called Wula. Yeah, we're live tonight, so feel free to get in touch via Twitter or email. Tweet at BBC Radio 3, hashtag Late Junction, or you can email late.junction@bbc.co.uk. Now, Mutual Benefit is the alias of singer-songwriter Jordan Lee. Here's a track from his album Love's Crushing Diamond that features soft synths, there's banjo plucks and violins in this Advanced Falconry.
To her eyes.
In Menace to us by John Shepherd, and that's taken from the 16's latest release, The Voice of the Turtle Dove. And the 16 are performing live in West London this Sunday. That's at St Matthew's Church in Ealing. And you also heard 56N, Graham Hawley and Derek Martin with Time and Wine from an album called Sleeve Notes. And that's coming out later this month. This next track was originally released on the 2007 album Como la Luna y el Sol. It's from Al-Kaidi, Ana Al-Kaidi, and this is La Galana y el Mar.
Entre la mar y la arena, esperando, ya salió de la mar. Y el novio ya la está esperando, ya salió de la mar.
That's from a beautiful new record by Ryuichi Sakamoto and Taylor Dupre, both eminent figures in the world of contemporary ambient experimental music, and perfect late-night listening, I think. Ghost Road 2. And they're actually performing together next Tuesday here in London at St John's in Hackney. And we've got a new age selection coming up. But before that, we've got a real exclusive for you with music from the Tokyo Sky Tree that's actually never been heard outside of the building before. It's the second tallest structure in the world. And the pieces you're about to hear were generated for the Tokyo Sky Tree. And I say generated as the sounds change every minute of each day responding to the weather around the actual building itself. And it's kind of created through a unique computer program put together by Yuichi Matsumoto with audio from Masato Hatanaka. So a couple of New Age tracks, starting with Yassos from the Essential recent collection, I Am the Center, private issue, New Age in America from 1950 to 1990. And that track, Formentera Sunset Clouds, requested by Kevin Quigley, also a favourite of Mixmaster Morris, and that's good enough for me. You heard also a track from a compilation called Angels in the Architecture from 1987, which was recommended to us by Ian Peel. That was Michael Brook, the Toronto-born guitarist, composer and producer. He invented the infinite guitar, whose distinctive sound can first be heard on his debut album, Hybrid, released back in 1985. The compilation also features tracks from Penguin Cafe Orchestra, who've since been reborn as Penguin Cafe, and his track from the new album, The Red Book.
Thank you. new beginning, a lifestyle worth winning. The beach isn't far, there's no tourists in Southeastern Asia. A moment to savor, you must rent a car. Beyond the sun, the night, some moments of silence. Escape my social blight, take a bow, 'cause I'm out, I'll get out. So come, it's authentic splendor, a vintage agenda. Don't come for the bar, don't let them in. Not those kinds of people, it's meant to be cerebral. A backpack too far, the art, the sun, the night, some moments of silence. Escape my social blight, take a bow, 'cause I'm out, I'll get out.
Thank you.
New York-based Latin group from the early 70s, that's Flash in the Dynamics, with the soulful and tripped-out guitar of Guajira Psychedelica. And before that, from the debut album by Liverpool-based outfit Roca, possibly best described as Calexico, covering a Tindersticks album. Very nice mariachi horns on that. Some Moments of Silence.
On this Sunday's Private Passions, Michael Barclay meets a British singer-songwriter with a 40-year career, 20 studio albums to her name, and an unmistakable voice.
I am not in love, but I'm open to persuasion.
When you listen to this, The Protecting Veil by John Tavener, it's like one long chord. I remember saying to some friends of mine how much I loved it. I just thought it was the most wonderful thing I'd heard. And them saying to me, are you mad?
Joan Armatrading's Private Passions, Sunday at 12 noon here on BBC Radio 3.
This is BBC Radio 3 and it's Late Junction with me, Nick Luscombe. Don't forget, you can still download this month's Late Junction collaboration session. Have a look on the Radio 3 website and the Late Junction page to see how to do that. And it's with sax player Ian Bellamy and keys player David Rees-Williams. Last year, one of our collaborators for the Late Junction sessions was Ghost Poet, and here he is with his new record featuring Lucy Rose. This is Dial Tones.
It's my constant calamities and overcooked stubbornness ways means I'm hearing dial tones. Dial tones. It's my pastel reality. I believe everything's fine, but I'm just hearing dial tones. Dial tones.
Well, I tried to work it out, but nothing seems to satisfy the taste in my mouth. Now a bitter light, old tea and unloved grandmas, and opened up a jam jar of past pain narratives that I conceal shut. So slanging, slamming screams just bounce round the living room, and eyes go red light, brake lights, right? But ain't no sudden hopes or bolts out the blue. I'm left in a state of hue. True, true.
It's my constant calamities and overcooked stubbornness ways means I'm hearing dial tones. Dial tones. It's my pastel reality. I believe everything's fine, but I'm just hearing dial tones.
Spoke maybe about 6 months and stand up similar to Western's part. So I plus one scenarios and sit back and watch and partner by rouge or fresh sore tooth and need some sugar like a wine gum fiend. So spring black humor, try and crowbar a smile, and it works for a while, but forecast bleak. Dark clouds circling, rain, then sleep.
It's my constant calamities and overcooked stubbornness ways means I'm hearing dial tones. Dial tones.
So if I try and cool, will you pick up? Or will I see the games never let up? Trying out some olive branch tactics. Some olive branch tactics. It's my constant calamities and overcooked stubbornness ways means I'm hearing dial tones. Dial tones. It's my bust up reality. Everything's fine, but I'm just hearing dial tones. Dial tones.
Le Réveil Profond, composed by Giacinto Scelsi and performed by Joël Leandré. And before that, the Berliner Saxophone Quartet with a contrapuntist from Bach's Art of Fugue. I thought I'd play one more New Age track tonight from Swiss harpist Andreas Wollweider's Cosmopoly album. And this is going out to Pete Lawrence, who suggested this alongside a whole list of other rather excellent choices. This is Stella. Sound of Andreas Wollweider with Stella, and I'll be back again tomorrow night with music from Robert Fripp. Got The Art of Noise and Brad Maldol. A number of new field recordings from Tokyo as well. And to end tonight's Late Junction, New Age music kind of taken to new dimensions, I suppose, through Detroit techno. This is Jeff Mills from his soundtrack to Fritz Lang's Metropolis Prefecture, Somewhere Around Now. Many thanks for listening. Good night.
BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. During Through the Night Tonight, we're sorry to say there'll be some significant interruptions to transmission on FM due to essential engineering tests. Listening on DAB or online will not be affected. It's 12:30.
Hello, I'm John Shea and welcome again to Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. In the last week of the 2013 proms season, the Orchestre de Paris visited with their music director, Paavo Järvi. Anniversaries were a theme running through their programme, as you can hear in the next 90 minutes. 200 years of the Royal Philharmonic Society, marked by Saint-Saëns' organ symphony, and Janine Jansen celebrating the Britain centenary by playing his violin concerto. When Britain died in 1976, one of Paavo Järvi's Estonian compatriots felt the loss especially keenly. Arvo Pärt had recently got to know Britain's music and longed to meet him. Touched by the purity of what he discovered, Pärt wrote this cantus in memory of Benjamin Britten. Arvo Pärt's Cantus in Memory of Benjamin Britten from 1977. Paavo Järvi was conducting the Orchestre de Paris. In 1936, the young Britten in turn mourned a premature loss when he attended the posthumous premiere of Alban Berg's violin concerto. Britten's aim to go to Vienna to study with Berg a few years earlier had been firmly discouraged by his teachers at the Royal College of Music. Now, as Bayer Northcott put it in his prom programme note, the mood of political presentiment and Bergian elegy began to coalesce into a violin concerto of his own. Here's Janine Janssen to play Britten's violin concerto.